Billy Scott, the crew chief, and Denny Hamlin, the owner. Congratulations, gentlemen, on the big win here at COTA. We'll get right to questions. If you have questions, please raise your hand and we'll get you a mic. We'll start up here to Jim, Bob, Rob, and around the room.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. For both of you, could you just talk a little bit about being able to reach this point today after the rough start that you've had to the season?
Yeah, it was a rough start in some respects, certainly on the finishing positions. But I think the important thing is that we always knew it was there for speed. So I think this was sinking. You know, we always had the speed there. You know, Daytona crashed racing for the lead. You know, Vegas had an incident there running inside the top five. So I think it was just a matter of time. So it's not like we were, you know, wrecking out of races running in the back. So, yeah, it's just a matter. Nice to finally finish it off, though.
Go to Bob.
Yeah, I mean, it looks bad on the scorecard for the first three races, but he kind of explained it. And we knew that it was just, you know, too small of a sample size to honestly judge where they were at. We knew that they were fast and, you know, knew it was a matter of time before they kind of marched their way up towards the front. So it's good for them to, you know, finally get the finishes they deserve. And you know, even though at the beginning of the year they had finishes that probably they didn't. So certainly it's they got an opportunity to build a lot of playoff points between now and the start of the playoffs and hopefully make a run.
Bob?
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Denny, you had probably a good view of a lot of the craziness there in the last three over in the three overtimes. How would you describe it, and do you feel – I mean, do you feel fortunate at all that, you know, that Reddick won that race? I mean, how rare is it to kind of hold everybody off there for, you know, four restarts?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's a big pressure situation probably for Tyler because you've been the dominant car all weekend. You've had the field covered. And, you know, at that point when you're leading the race, it's your race to lose. You know, there's not much to gain. There's only a lot to lose if he doesn't execute, right? So for him to manage those pressure situations and execute on restarts, it's huge. I mean, trust me, you get back where I'm at in the middle of the field and it's just chaos, right? And so, it's just a matter of whether the lane you pick, there's a car sitting in the middle of the track or not, whether you're going to get through. But if it seems like the racing is a lot cleaner in the first few rows. The one time the strategy worked out perfect, we restarted third on the first green-white checkered. I got a cut tire, and so just bad luck and whatnot. But, you know, I think this says a lot about Tyler's poise, and it's what I saw all week in his performance, not only in the simulator, but is it like the Oscars where y'all give me the music? He just slows everything down. He's running fast, but he's doing it in slow motion, which is just a sign of someone that's in control. Yeah, I don't know if it's good chaos or not. I mean, right, we had two laps to go 2 hours ago, and it just felt like it just kept going on and on. You know, again, I don't know what we do about it. I'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okay, we'll go to Rob and then Jeff.
Rob Tiansen from thepodiumfinish.net. My question's actually going to be for both Denny and for Billy. How validating is this victory knowing what you guys saw in Tyler Reddick long before he got to be in this number 45 ride with the circumstances surrounding Kurt Busch?
Yeah, no, I think it's why they got him, right? I mean, we knew what his potential was. He's, you know, road courses is where he's shown it in the last 6-8 months, being pretty dominant on several occasions. But we know he's got that ability everywhere. You know, the last 2 weeks show that had a shot to win it coming down the last green-white checker. And, you know, it's nice to finish it off here. But, you know, that's completely what we knew he was capable of and expect there's more to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's why I went after him as early as I did. I wanted to get the jump on all the other teams because I knew he was going to be the most coveted free agent in a very, very, very long time. So that's why I got the jump on it. Now it costs me a lot of money to do it, but it pays dividends. You have to have that driver that you feel like can carry you to championships and wins for decades, and I think that we have that guy. And it's not going to stop at road courses, dirt racing, short tracks, speedways. He's got what it takes on every racetrack we go to.
Jeff.
Billy, were you planning on three stops the whole time? Sorry, I'm over here. Were you planning on three stops the whole time, or was that something where you didn't mean to get off strategy from everybody else?
Yes, it was most likely three, not at those particular laps. So, yeah, when the yellow come out early, obviously you expect everybody else in a situation like that that's kind of on the fence to do the opposite of you when you've been a dominant car all weekend. And kudos to Tyler for staying focused and dealing with, that was really the only time we were back in traffic, and he dealt with it really well, made quick work of it, kept the car in one piece. And we still thought it was going to work out the best. It still was going to work out the best, even without the way the yellows felt. So we did that with the plan of two stopping from there, right? That still fell into the three-stop strategy window we had looked at in the beginning. Untimely caution right outside the last fuel window that made it more of a close race than we were wanting. But we had already got the lead at that point and fortunately able to race some heads up, and he had speed.
Go to Kelly up here in the front.
KellyCrandallRacer.com. Billy, walk me through your emotions after Tyler crossed the finish line, because the camera was on you for quite some time and you seemed really pumped up, almost relieved. You got quite the water bath, I think it was. So what was it like for you? Is it relief, or why was this one just, it feels like it's different for you?
Well, a little bit of everything. Yeah, a relief for sure, especially on this weekend when you got the dominant car and, he's fastest in practice by a lot and fastest in qualifying, and, we didn't get the pole there. So, that's one element of it. But the other one is just to kind of put that note that everybody is bringing up of the bad luck to start the year, the bad finishes, the bad points position. Everybody's heard all that. The team's had to endure that. We know where the potential was, but the guys that are working on this car and the guys back at the shop, and they don't always get to live it and feel the emotion that we do and know where the potential is. So for that to happen, for him to dominate the race and have to endure those restarts and come home like that, it's just very validating and very rewarding for just everybody that puts the work in behind the scenes. And we've wondered where we were at on our road course program now for a while. We struggled last year, and to bring him here, that was one of the hopes too, was that he could help guide us in the right direction, and certainly did. So it's nice when all that comes together.
Steve.
Steven Stump, FrontTrip.com. Billy, obviously you were watching on top of the box. You had, with all the cautions and overtime after overtime, there were some cars that had pitted for tires and had made their way back up. For example, Ross, he had gone from spinning all the way to the top five at the end. Was there a sense of fear of the cars with newer tires overtaking you as the cautions kept coming out?
No, I think it was more just the fear of what level of aggression guys behind us were willing to use. We felt confident in Tyler's speed and his ability that once we cleared him off of turn two, that it was over. But that was a lot of opportunities for people to do otherwise entering one. And for the most part, the guys that we were around raced very clean and they gave each other lanes to navigate through there. But it can go otherwise in a hurry. So I think that was the most nerve-wracking part, was just getting through turn one.
Thank you. Any final questions for our winning crew chief and owner? Two more. We got Chris and then Holly.
Chris Knight, GetJohns.com. Denny, I don't know if you heard, but
there's Tyler coming in. Sorry?
I don't know if you heard, but Kurt got really emotional and choked up on the last lap of the broadcast, and said that the team was in good hands and he was proud to be a part of the organization. So I was just wondering what this moment is like to have Kurt in a different role for 23-11, you know, as part of the team.
Yeah, I mean, it for sure would be for Kurt. I mean, he was supposed to be in this car this year, and obviously, with his full-time career, being cut short, it's different. It makes you feel different when you see your car going around the racetrack, and as a team, we've been throwing a lot of curveballs, right? You know, we've had, I think last year, 5 drivers in our team, in our cars, when we had 2 full-time drivers, and that was all we were planning on. But Kurt's been an integral part of what we do week in, week out. He shows up to practices. He shows up to our debriefs. Really helps with our partners. And just a great asset to our team. And, you know, if he can just bring one thought or idea to our drivers in a weekend of something that he sees from the outside, then he's worth his weight in gold to us. So, we love having Kurt. He's a great teammate. He really makes us, he bonds the team. He brings RC cars to the race shop and has, the guys, involved in doing that. So he's still a driver for 23-11 and team member for life.
Denny, Billy, congratulations on the big win, and good luck next weekend at Richmond. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll continue our Q&A with the winning driver of today's race, and that is Tyler Reddick. If you have questions for Tyler, please raise your hand.
Right.
And we'll start up front with Holly.
Congratulations, Tyler. When we spoke on Friday, you seemed pretty optimistic, pretty confident about it. If you could just kind of talk about then being able to pull that off and certainly restart after restart after restart. That's pretty tough to maintain like you did.
It was, and I honestly wasn't doing the best job on those restarts. A few of the times, giving up 1-2 spots, and all but that very last one, having to battle for position down into the S's, which is a very tricky area of the racetrack considering track limits and all those things. You know, one bump, one thing goes wrong, you might be getting penalized. So definitely putting ourselves at risk there. So, if I have one thing looking at the whole weekend, I could have done better, would have been qualifying and just cleaned up those restarts a little bit. So, just there is things to learn for sure, but it all went really well. And the last one got off of turn one without any real, threats.
Go to Steven in the center.
Okay, sorry about that. Steven Stump, frontstretch.com. Congrats on the win, Tyler. Also, during the Saturday media sessions, you said that while talking about the newcomers, Taylor, Kimmy, Button, you said, hopefully we race with respect out there. It often goes away in these on restarts and these finishes. Obviously, you were in front of it all, but what are your thoughts on what happened behind you?
I have no idea. I was just focusing on my restarts and what I had going on. Obviously, there was a lot of cautions at the end, but just the way that things kind of have progressed, the front and rear bumpers of this car are really resilient. You can really hit someone pretty hard without knocking the nose of your car off, and the rear bumpers are really tough too. So, we saw that at the Clash, people just being able to go in there and lean on each other front to rear. It kind of brings that to light at the end of these races. But seriously though, you look at turn one here, turn one at Indy Road Course, they're very inviting corners with a lot of room, and it's just a product of restarts and the nature of NASCAR racing and how aggressive all the drivers are. Someone's gonna be on the short end.
Go to Bob, Jim, Rob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. I'm curious about how, what is your, like vibe in the car? Are you nervous? Like, I'm wondering, was your stomach worse today during those last restarts than a week ago?
I'd had things had returned to normal this morning, of all things, so it was good timing. I'm feeling a lot better. Yeah, the only thing that, you know, that was really on my mind today was just how it kind of hang on. We've been having some issues with the cool shirt plugging in, and unfortunately today from lap one, we could never get it plugged in. So it was a little bit warm in the car. The shirt got pretty hot, but I was able to hold on to the end, and thankfully we didn't have one last overtime finish. I may have been in trouble.
Well, I guess, I mean, are you calm? I mean, is it like...
I mean, at times, certainly. You know, I think before we had all those cautions with, like, 10 to go or whatever, I'd finally gotten back around William. I'd kind of settled in, definitely hot, but I was, you know, comfortable with the car and everything. But certainly as we kind of got to the end, you know, I'd gotten warm again. My ice had melted. So, yeah, I was getting a little hot in the car, but... I was, by the time we were taking the restart, kind of gotten back to being where my heart rate and calmness needed to be to focus. I wouldn't say nervous. Just the stress was high in the car today, just the circumstances. But thankfully not too high. Still able to execute and get the job done. I mean, I didn't quite get every restart done perfectly. But, you know, we got the ones that mattered, the last one.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. In regards to the start to your season, Billy and Denny talked about, you know, the bad optics of having it in your points position and so forth, but that you guys felt you still had speed. From your perspective, was it been frustrating, disappointing, or how have you kind of handled the beginning of the year?
I mean, it's just racing, honestly. That's all it was, you know. It's just how racing can be sometimes. You look at what happened, and it wasn't like, well, we just flat-out sucked this weekend. It wasn't a this or that. It was just circumstances. And, yeah, some of it was mistakes that were made or things that we could have definitely done better. But, you know, they were all things we could learn from. And then the grand scheme of things, when you have the entire year in front of you, you know, it's good to learn from things early in the year so they don't, you know, if it comes later on down the road, you know, I'd rather have these things go wrong early than later on. So for me, you know, it didn't really affect me. And from my perspective in the shop, it didn't seem to be affecting the team. You know, we just kept focusing, okay, next weekend we're going to bring the best car that we can and start over and go from there. Certainly, you know, there was the only frustration I would say that we had was just when we would have a bad weekend or something go wrong. You know, it really screw up our qualifying metric for the following weekend and put us in a tough spot to be able to qualify well and start better. So that was the only part of it that was slightly frustrating, but nothing crazy.
Rob T. Johnson from the podiumfinish.net. Tyler, congratulations on your victory today. A couple of questions for you. I mean, how validating is this to get this victory for 2311, given how much confidence and belief that Billy and Denny had, Hamlin had in you? And also, too, just how did you kind of handle the emotional side of the intense battles you had today?
Yeah, you just got to remove emotion from your thought. If you're being emotional in a moment, you can't have the mental clarity to get the job done. Just have to remove all that from your brain. As much as, yes, it can be frustrating to have caution after caution and, oh, man, I almost made it back to start finish line and it didn't go our way. You just have to remove all that from your brain. It's done and over with, and you got to reset and be ready to go for the next restart, because everybody behind you is, you know, grinding their teeth and doing everything they can to get an edge on you. You know, you can't be feeling bad for yourself. You have to get back to work and execute and just do it again.
Go in the back and then up in the middle here.
Hey, Tyler. Trey Campbell here of Sports Talk 790 in Houston. There were obviously a lot of green-white checkered attempts there at the end. Would you be opposed to NASCAR stepping in and limiting the green-white checkers like they did back in 2005 when they instituted the rule?
No, we'd be robbing the fans of a finish, and that's what they deserve. They deserve a good finish to the end. They deserve to see us make it back to the white flag, and whatever happens after that, yeah. I think the rule the way it is the way it should be. You know, the fans pay a lot of good money to come out here and watch a good finish, watch a great race. We deserve to put that on there. We deserve to put that product out there for the fans.
Right.
Howdy, Tyler. Wyatt Watson with FrontStretch.com. Congratulations on the win. You are obviously the fastest driver and the fastest car this week, this whole weekend. I want to get your comments on bringing that speed to Toyota, which last year obviously struggled very mightily on the road courses, and just what you'll bring to all the road courses next for the rest of the season, actually.
What was that last part? Sorry about the rest of the road courses?
What talent you're going to bring to the rest of the road courses this year?
What talent? I didn't
speed,
know.
Speed.
Hopefully it applies. Obviously, you know, every road course is kind of its own animal. But the braking zones that we have here, you know, there's a lot of time to be made and loss in the braking zones here. And I feel like when you go to Indy road course, some of that similarities apply. Not as much elevation gain or loss. You know, Chicago street course and the layout that it has, you know, being really good in the braking zones and not making mistakes and going wide will be really critical. With the tight corners and the tight narrow confines racing on the street, you miss a braking zone, well, there's nowhere to go. You're going to go into a wall. So things that we were strong with today hopefully will apply in some ways to those other places. But in no way do we get, like, super comfortable or you know, content with how we did. You know, we're going to look at how could we be better, what things could we clean up. I definitely could have done some things better on the end of this race on restarts. But certainly to go from where we were at the test in January, the tire test here, how we stacked up against, you know, the eight car, Kyle Busch and Austin Cindric in the two, to make the gains that we did and make our cars better, was certainly a really good sign. Obviously, I would love to see all the Toyotas get better, and certainly we're all going to work together and share notes and hopefully get the rest of them up there soon. So good step in the right direction. You know, like I said, it was a really big point of emphasis for myself coming into here to try and help Toyota get better on the road courses. And yeah, I'd say that was a success.
Go Steven, Dustin, and then wrap up with Bob.
Hi, Tyler, one more question. It seems like a while ago now, but in the middle of the race, towards the end, you and Byron had that battle. You guys were on separate strategies. Pitting, making your way back to the lead, and so on. Now that you've seen it in action, what is your opinion on having the no-stage cautions at the road courses?
Well, you know, it certainly allows the race to play out more naturally, which I feel like in the spirit of road course racing, in my opinion, that's what it should be more about. You know, we had the natural cautions towards the end there with people having tire failures and issues to bring out cautions to have the exciting green-white checkered finishes. But, you know, like we saw in the truck race, like we kind of saw in the Xfinity race, you know, I think allowing the race to play out naturally just is to me, it's what road course racing is about. You look at other forms of motorsport that have road course races, not always is there exciting, you know, finish at the end or you know, the stage racing, obviously. So from my perspective, I enjoyed it more this today. You know, it was about maximizing your pace on the racetrack and minimizing the mistakes because depending on what strategy you had, you know, if you made a mistake, you're going to be costing yourself track position as the race just played out.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Albino, JSK. Tyler, I know this probably seems like a really long time ago, but what was going through your mind early in the race when you made that first pit stop and were mired deep in the field?
You know, some concern just the initial first couple of laps, Joey got by, Austin Dillon got by, but, you know, just kind of recentered myself. And I remembered AJ literally, you know, getting stuck behind Eric Almirola yesterday, stopped on the racetrack, and he fought back from it and won. So obviously this is the Cup Series, not the Xfinity Series, but, you know, I looked at how that played out. I was like, all right, we can overcome this. We can make it happen. And just for the most part, as the race was playing out before those cautions at the end, it was the right calls, the right strategy, I think. You know, having a strong car really helps whatever strategy you go with work. But, you know, just with the pace of off and everything, I think the strategy we were on was going to work out better. But, yeah, it was enjoyable for sure.
We'll wrap up here with Bob.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. Was it weird and or extra motivating to have the 8 car that you're battling for the win?
You know, I... Kyle races with a lot of respect. I know he gets a bad rap from a number of fans out there, but pretty much from day one coming into the Cup Series, Kyle and I have raced with really well around each other for the last couple of years. I knew he was going to give everything he had, and I knew that team would. But certainly, you know, you heard him talk about it, right? Like just the respect in the garage not being what it used to be. And he's one of the few drivers that certainly really still races with that honor and integrity and wants to, you know, race fair, race hard, race clean. So, you know, I knew he wasn't going to do anything too crazy. You know, there was other cars lined up behind me throughout the day that I was very concerned about a dive bomb or a bump or something like that. But when you got one of the best in the business behind you and Kyle, you know, you're going to get raced really hard and you have to execute perfectly, but it's going to be really, really clean.
All right, Tyler, congratulations and appreciate the time. Good luck in Richmond.